Until the middle of the 17th century, the Borromean Islands were simple rocks, albeit with an irresistible charm, inhabited only by fishermen. Starting from 1630, the Borromeo family, who had owned the islands since the end of the 16th century, began major redevelopment works that culminated in the construction of a palace and gardens. It is not by chance that the end result, an exemplary union between nature and architecture, has attracted the attention of numerous artists over time. Van Wittel's Veduta was painted from the shore of the Borromean Gulf, just beyond Stresa, and depicts all three islands. Isola Bella at the centre, with its bright green hanging gardens, the true architectural masterpiece of the complex. On the left, Isola dei Pescatori, and finally, on the right, we can see Isola Madre. The Alps soar in the background, under a clear sky, traversed by white clouds. The daily life of the country folk is depicted in the foreground as they set out to cultivate their fields on the backs of their donkeys, passing along the lakeside. Finally, two towering pine trees on the right serve as a theatrical backdrop, in the shade of which two shepherds play with a dog. Van Wittel probably came to the shores of Lake Maggiore in the second half of the 1680s at the invitation of the Borromeo family, who offered him hospitality and commissioned this painting. The intermediary in this fruitful bond was undoubtedly the powerful Roman prince Livio Odescalchi, who had been seduced by the beauty of the Borromean Islands and was a recurring character in the events of the Dutch artist's life. Continue on your visit and listen to the biographical events of Gaspar van Wittel.